AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden visits the Capitol on the first anniversary of the attack by supporters of then-President Donald Trump.
Here is the God's truth about January 6, 2021.
Biden, without saying his name, blamed Trump for the violent mob that tried to stop Congress from certifying the results of the 2020 election won by Biden.
For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol. But they failed. They failed.
The president accusing Trump and his supporters of holding a dagger at the throat of democracy.
Our democracy held. We, the people, endured. We, the people, prevail.
Trump, in a statement from Florida, accuses Biden of trying to further divide America, calling the remembrance of the anniversary the worst attack on the Capitol since the War of 1812, political theater. Keechan Sewell is the first woman to head the New York City Police Department. New Mayor Eric Adams naming her as his choice last month before he took office. Sewell is also the first commissioner brought in from outside the NYPD in some 20 years. She tells reporters that she knows the NYPD culture after serving in the Nassau County Police Department her entire career.
I've actually worked alongside the NYPD during my entire career. So the way they work, which is professional, which is dedicated, I've seen for 25 years.
Sewell was the chief of detectives of Nassau County before being named commissioner. She goes from overseeing an office of some 350 people to heading a force that includes 36,000 officers. Philadelphia officials say investigators are looking into the deadly row home fire that killed 12 people, which may have been caused by a Christmas tree set ablaze by a 5-year-old playing with a lighter. This is AP News. No school again Friday, either in class or online, for 350,000 Chicago public school students. City and teachers union at odds over returning to the classroom or back to distance learning because of the surge in coronavirus cases. Parent Mary Bluma disagrees with a vote by the members of the teachers union to revert to the online instructions.
We take precaution. Our kids are used to wearing masks in school. It's fine. You know, everything was working. They've been in school since the fall.
Most of the other school districts nationwide have opted to stay open while ramping up virus testing, tweaking protocols, and other adjustments in response to the shifting pandemic. Authorities say last week's wildfire in Boulder County, Colorado, caused $513 million in damage and destroyed 1,084 homes and structures. It is the most destructive wildfire in state history. Two people are missing, though officials did find partial human remains at one location. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. Traveling with Doug is one of my favorite things, but when you're on tour like I am, bouncing between 35 cities, feeding your dog can get complicated. And that's why I started bringing Just Fresh from Just Food for Dogs. It's real fresh dog food made with human-grade ingredients that he's been obsessed with. But it's shelf-stable, so I don't need a freezer or a cooler or a whole travel operation just to feed my dog. Doug loves it, and I feel good giving it to him. So go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.